Archers for the week 1st to 6th of June 2003.
Is Jennifer on message?
Alice said I'd find you down here.
Linda, whatever it is, can it wait?
Oh.
Look, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but I do need to call in on Debbie.
This won't take a moment.
Can't you come back later?
Well, no, I've got a lot on myself. Oh. I promised meet Robert at the ball after cricket, but I've got to go home first.
I'm sorry, what did you want to see me about?
The website.
What's the matter with it now?
Nothing.
Really?
I think the photo of Alan Titchmarsh in Joe's trap is simply delightful.
Oh, well, thank you.
You've captured his boyish good looks and innate charm perfectly.
Well, I was quite pleased with it.
And Betty's come out very well, for someone who doesn't normally shine in front of the camera.
I'm glad you liked what I've done.
However, when I logged on, I expected to see the gardens featured as well.
Oh, did you?
Yes, given how positive Alan was about some of us.
Usha and I thought one nice photo and a list of winners and a short account of the whole day.
Short being the operative word.
Well, it covers everything that matters.
So that's a matter of opinion, Jennifer.
Why? What have we missed out?
You may have got all the facts, but what about the ambiance?
Well, we did our best to capture some of it.
Hmm.
And we do have other things to do with our lives, you know.
Oh, I understand that, Jennifer, better than anyone.
Oh, good.
And I realise that's precisely why the website sometimes skimps on village events.
Skimps? What do you mean?
Well, surely you haven't forgotten Christmas.
Well, admittedly, Christmas was difficult.
A visitor to the website might have imagined it was cancelled in Ambridge.
Oh, that's
I'm only
fair.
Passing on what a number of people said at the time.
Oh, did they?
Of course, you would have a much better idea of public opinion if there was a proper forum for feedback and discussion.
What kind of forum?
Oh, a straightforward message board linked to the site so that users can send emails and air their views about village life.
Linda, I just don't have the time.
Oh, no, no, no.
In fact, if you'll excuse me, I simply must get on.
No, no, I'll do it all. I'll set it up and run it myself.
But
you won't have to do anything.
Is this just you, Linda? Or is anybody else in Ambridge seriously interested in a message board?
Oh, I see. You want me to canvass local opinion.
Well,
that's a very good idea.
All I meant was, well, frankly, I don't see the need for a message board.
Well, perhaps if I outlined how it would work. It'll only take me a few minutes.
No, no, it's quite all right. Look, go ahead and ask around if you want to.
You're sure?
Yes, yes.
Oh, good. I make a start this evening.
Fine, now, if that's all.
And I'll let you know what the response is as soon as I can.
Well, thanks, but there's no rush, Linda. None at all.
Now, what's Tony playing at?
It was a pretty quick delivery.
All the same.
I thought we were going to stroll past the Hollerton total.
Well, he started all right.
Yeah, till Tony came in. He's really got into a defensive groove, hasn't he? He shouldn't be batting so high up the order. And I'm not the only one who's told Alice that. Wouldn't be so bad if you could get Roy on strike. Who's in next?
Adam.
Ah, well, that's who we want out there. Someone with a bit of aggression.
Oh, 5 dot balls in a row.
For heaven's sake. He's taken root.
At this rate, he'll still be there for the single wicket next Sunday.
Come on, Tony! Oh,
what do we need? 38 more.
It's going to be touch and go.
Adam should go in ahead of him every time.
Last ball of the over.
Right, just pat it back. Let Roy get a look in.
Oh, hallelujah!
It's only going to be a single.
Oh, no! Forget it then. Don't run.
Tony,
it's
another wasted over.
Oh, come on, Tony. Hit out or get out.
Just for a week, Mum. That's all. They'll understand.
I don't want to put them off.
I'm sure they'll be reasonable about it.
Can I get some more T-shirts?
They can't expect you to drop everything the minute you're offered a job.
I told them I can start immediately.
But if you explained you needed a few days...
But I don't.
So it wasn't all such a terrible rush.
I'm nearly ready.
But it would give you a little breathing space, darling.
I don't need a breathing space.
Just to be sure you're doing the right thing.
I'm only taking enough stuff to get started. Is it all right to leave everything else?
Well, yes, of course.
Shove it all in the loft if you want to use the cottage.
Debbie, don't talk like that.
I thought I'd better check, that's all.
Makes you sound like a guest asking permission.
Anything else I can always pick up another time.
All I want is... I want you to wait. Just for a little while, to think about what you're doing.
Well, I told Monsieur Hubert I'd be in the house tomorrow evening.
Please, Debbie, I can't bear the thought of you in a lonely, miserable hotel room.
Rosagri are providing a flat.
Well, that's not the point.
Actually, it is. Tomorrow night will be a new start. I'll be in a place of my own.
Hasn't this been a home to you?
Look, I'm very grateful for the use of the cottage.
No, Debbie.
But now I want to put everything behind me. Start again from scratch. That's one done.
Nothing I say is going to make any difference.
No.
Wish you could see things the way I do.
Well, I
can't. Look, I'm not saying don't go.
Good. There's no point.
Look, I know that, darling, but I don't want you to go like this. When you're so angry and upset.
I know what I'm doing. Anyway, your life's going to be easier when I'm gone.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
It will be. I won't be around to ruin the romantic atmosphere.
Debbie, whatever are you talking about?
You and him. Brian, with me out of the way, you can carry on cozying up like you'd never even been unfaithful.
That's it. Good girl.
Oh, Lindy.
Look who's waiting in the beer garden for us.
I just popped out to see where you got to.
We haven't kept you waiting, Robert.
He didn't say anything about bringing Constanza to the pub.
Good girl. You stay still now. Now, I know it was a late inspiration.
Inspiration?
Well, you know I've been concerned about the way she's bonding with me.
You feel you're getting on better with Wolfgang?
Oh, yes, there's no doubt about it.
So you want to take her for a walk instead of having a drink?
No, that was the inspiration. The evening goes ahead as planned. We can still have a drink together.
Oh?
Well, why not?
Well, because...
And it gives me the chance to ask round about a message board. I saw Jennifer.
But, Lindy, I'm
halfway... She never shows all her cards at once, but I think she's quite enthusiastic about the idea.
It's all right.
And best of all, if we stay here, Constanza gets the stimulus of an evening spent in human company.
Well, I don't suppose anyone will object to a llama in the beer garden.
Well, that wasn't quite what I had in mind.
Losing to Hollison hurts.
I thought we had the game sewn up.
Oh, we did have... Mind you, I don't blame Tony.
That's exactly what you have been doing for the last 10 minutes.
No. The blame lies fairly and squarely with Alistair. It doesn't give me any satisfaction to say I warned him.
Sid.
Huh? I mean, the fact is that I did warn
Sid.
Him. Me and Adam Macy both.
Sid, have you spotted the new arrival?
Nice and gently. That's it.
For heaven's sake. Fancy bringing that ridiculous creature in here.
Well, I don't suppose Robert could just leave Linda outside.
That's it, Constanza.
Excuse me, Mrs. Snell.
Sid, please don't shout. She's very placid, but she is sensitive to loud noises.
We'll just have a quick look round and then go back out, if you like.
I don't know if that animal should be in here at all.
Constanza will be as good as gold, I promise.
Well, now that the cabaret's arrived, I promised Ruth that I'd get back to help with the Herefords.
Right, you don't want to take this thing with you, do you?
I don't think so, no. See you all.
Bye, David.
Yeah. Bye, David.
Now, if you don't mind, Robert, Linda, I'm not sure this is the right place for exotic animals.
I've seen Joe Grundy bringing his ferrets before now.
Oh, will you make sure I'm down for the single wicket, Sid?
Yeah, will do.
Right, see you.
Oh, do be careful.
It's
all right, darling, it's all right.
Lindy, hang on to her.
I'm trying to. Oh, come back.
No. I'm sorry. I've had enough. Go on, shush. Get out of here.
See, you've upset her now.
I don't care. Will you just get that flaming animal out of here?
Everybody, just sit down, please. Come on, everybody, calm down. Just carry on as normal.
And pay for the drug.
She's only unsettled because of all the fuss you're making.
Will you do something about it?
Let's all just calm down, shall we? Let's forget there's a llama in here at all.
What do you think?
Well, her mouth's fine. Nice and pink.
Don't you think her eyes are a bit, well, not too bright?
We can get her in the crush if you like.
No, let's give her a day or two.
Okay, well, we'll keep checking.
Are you expecting Debbie?
No.
Hi.
Evening.
I've got the job with Rosagri.
Oh. Well done.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I start on Wednesday.
What?
Yeah, I'm pitching straight in. I start with a couple of induction days, then it's down to business.
Right.
They're delighted to have a fluent English speaker join the team.
That's good.
Some of the expats who set up farms over there can be hard work for their normal staff.
Hang on. When you say Wednesday,
this Wednesday. I'm off to France tomorrow.
That soon?
Yeah, so, I thought I'd better say goodbye.
You're leaving Ambridge tomorrow?
Well, you know, I thought about commuting, then decided against.
But
we knew you were in with a good chance of the job, but...
Hang on, isn't this all a bit quick?
Well, what's the point in hanging around? Do you know what things are like for me here?
Well, yeah, but all the same...
Yeah, I'm sorry if I'm landing you in it, you know, with Hassett Hills.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
If it's any consolation, Adam wants to take it on, so if you liaise with him...
Debbie...
Look, I know it's all rather sudden, but... Hey, if you're going to do something, why not just get on and do it?
Right. Are you really sure?
It's a terribly big step.
That's what I like about it.
You've no doubts at all?
No. I used to be happy here. A long time ago, but now...
Oh. Well...
I'm going to miss you guys, of course.
You'll have to give us your address.
Well, I'm in a company flat to begin with. If I like, I can stay on. I'll let you know as soon as I'm settled.
Please.
You don't think...
What?
Well, like you say, you're pretty fed up here. That's not always the best time to be making decisions.
You don't want more time to think it over.
Now you're sounding like Mum.
Sorry.
The job's a great opportunity. I'm miserable as sin here, so I've got to go. It's as simple as that.
Fair enough, then.
I really hope it all... You know...
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, I can't believe that you're really going.
I've got the ticket and everything.
Well, good luck. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, and you. And if I see a nice little farm over there, going to you.
Yeah, tell us first, won't you? Hey. Oh. To miss working with you, Debbie.
Yeah, me too.
And look, I mean, it's great that you're doing what you want to do.
Yeah, that's how I see it.
But listen, if you have got any doubts at all, it's never too late to change your mind.
Now, is Eddie's wait going to be rewarded?
No, Clary's right.
Do you reckon?
When kids feel low, there's no sense having a go at them.
Well, I'm trying to be nice, but it ain't doing no good.
You've got to use psychology. Are these dead?
Oh, yeah. You see, Edward was meant to be working with me at the country park this morning, but it didn't happen.
No?
There's no shift in him out of bed.
Well, that's a real sign of depression.
Or of being bone idle.
No, from what you've said, it's more serious than that.
But any road, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I just left
Probably
him.
Best.
I told him I'd meet him here for a pie and a pint at lunchtime.
Well, now, that's a good idea. Give him an incentive to get out of the house.
Yeah, well, the idea is we'll go back to work together. Only, he ain't turned up yet.
There's still plenty of time. Eddie, you've hardly touched your drink.
What do I do if he don't show up? Go home and give him a rollicking?
No.
Don't go on like this, Jolene. He's let me down to make boot sales and all.
If you go and shout at him, you'll probably only make things worse.
I reckon it'll do him the world a good to get out and about working again.
Yeah, maybe. But he's got to want to do it.
But how's that going to happen?
Well...
Oh, don't tell me. Psychology.
No, it's got to be his choice, Eddie. You know, from now else, it's the one thing I've learnt as a parent.
No, you might be right. Clary says I should talk to him. Man to man, like. I'm no good at that stuff. Edward don't like it when I try.
He'll talk when he's ready.
Oh, I suppose so.
What are you doing at the country park, any road?
Oh, by the digger up there. Clearing a new path through the shrubbery.
Oh.
Nettles and brambles all over once you get past what the visitors see.
Oh, afternoon, Mike.
Afternoon.
What have you been up to? You look shattered.
Oh, 4 hours planting strawberries with Adam Mason.
Oh.
Oh, just about finish me back off.
You don't fancy some bramble clearing this after, do you?
Eh? No. I said I'd go back to my own farm later on, but, oh, I gotta have a pint first.
Well, you could have the run of the old bar.
Eh?
Place is deserted today.
If you want any of the photos, Alice.
No, it's all right.
I'm definitely taking this one, though. You on spearmint.
Oh, yeah.
Will you take the rest over to the house?
Okay. And you, can have this back.
Oh. Well, I know I said I was lending you the bracelet, but I meant you to have it, really.
It's okay, I don't want it.
No? You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you said it was quite cool when I dug it out for you.
Yeah, that was ages ago.
Okay. Well, look, I'll leave it here in case you change your mind.
No, it's all right. It doesn't suit me.
How's your headache?
Fine. I mean, okay.
I know you don't like taking time off school, so thanks.
I really did have a headache this morning.
Yeah, I know. I'm so glad you're here to see me off.
Anyway, I only came to give you the bracelet.
You know, we're going to have some great times when you come and see me.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course we are. France is a nice town and it's not that far from Paris.
I don't know when I'll be able to get over.
Well, during your holidays, of course.
I've got lots of schoolwork to catch up on. You know, GCSE stuff.
Oh, right.
And I don't want to back out of any show jumping events.
No, yeah, of course not.
Sorry.
No, I understand. It's just, you know, if you did have a few spare days, we'd have a great time.
Maybe. I'll see.
Well, whatever you can manage.
Do you want me to take one of the bags out?
Alice?
Yeah.
I really need you to do something for me.
What?
Will you look after Tolly when I'm gone? Feed him and groom him for me.
Okay.
I want you to take really good care of him.
Don't.
Oh, come here, sweetie. Oh, don't stop me crying as well. I'll never stop.
I'll go every day and I'll text you all the time and I'll tell you how he is.
You do that. All the time.
Hello?
What is it?
I know you haven't got much time. Oh, hello, darling.
I was just helping Debbie pack.
I think your mother could do with a hand, actually.
Yeah?
In the kitchen, would you mind?
No.
Thanks.
Remember what we said, okay?
Sure. Debbie, is it okay if...
Yeah. Of course.
It looks great in my red top.
The bracelet's yours. Keep it.
Thanks.
Sorry if I'm butting in. I can see how upset Alice is.
I've written everything out for you, where we are with the spray programme, meetings with the agronomist.
Debbie, you know that's not what I've
Sorry if I've
for.
Missed anything.
Listen, I've tried to make it clear. I don't keep secrets from your mother anymore.
Yeah.
You need to know this, Debbie. I've told her all about the christening photos.
Good for you.
I've thrown them away precisely because all that part of my life is over.
Sorry, excuse me, I need to get on.
Debbie, if seeing those in any way at all, influenced your decision to go...
I'm going because I want to, all right?
Well, that's what I'm worried about. Perhaps it's not all right.
What's your problem? Now Adam's here, I'm not leaving you in the lurch.
I'm not saying
You'll
that.
Cover most of what I did. You'll manage the rest somehow.
No, you're irreplaceable. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
In 2 weeks, you won't even notice I've gone.
Not true. But you've every right to be angry with me.
What? This isn't about you.
I know I betrayed your trust very badly.
I'm doing what I want to do, okay? So there's no need for any bleeding hearts.
Debbie, I'm so sorry for hurting you.
I haven't got time for this.
But you shouldn't be going away when you're so mixed up.
I'm not mixed up.
I couldn't sleep last night worrying about you.
I'm touched.
Don't you understand, darling? To me, you're just the same as Kate and Alice.
I need to get my bags
together. It's breaking my heart to see you leave so angrily. You're my daughter.
Stepdaughter. Now, can I get past you, please?
Blimey!
No, give Linda her due. Mm. It took her a while to get everyone quiet.
Well, I ain't surprised with a blooming llama prancing about.
But once she got a bit of hush, the poor animal calmed down. It went out nice as pie.
Oh, I wish I'd seen it. Yeah.
You know the best part.
Yeah, what's that?
Half an hour later, Linda were back again.
You're joking!
No, on her own this time.
Oh, I should think so.
Asking everyone's opinion about setting up an internet message board in Ambridge.
Oh, what is that woman like?
Sid wants to put up a notice banning llamas. But like I told him...
Another half, please, Jolene.
Any customs welcome at the moment. Yeah. Eddie, still no sign.
No.
Well, don't go charging home and shouting at him.
I'm not going to.
It won't help.
No need. I know exactly what I'm going to do if he ain't pulling his weight by tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
A nice bit of psychology.
Ah.
What's this, then?
Oh, Edward's been right off since his holiday.
What, picked up a bug?
Oh, no, it ain't that.
No, he sounds depressed to me.
Oh.
Trouble is, me and Clary can't work out why.
There you are.
So, any road. Looks like I'll be hacking through nettles on my own this afternoon.
Looks like you'll be on your own and all, Jolene.
Instead of me, been wondering how to boost trade, you know, keep things rolling.
You want to put an event on? Something special.
Like what?
Well, you know.
But, hey, here. You're moaning about nettles, isn't you?
Yeah.
Run a nettle-eating contest, Jolene.
What?
Nettle-eating?
Yeah, loads of people come to see that.
Oh, rubbish.
It ain't. I read about places down south that do it.
Joking?
No.
Sounds awfully painful.
That's the point, it ain't. Not if you do it proper.
Oh, yeah. And how's that, then?
Well, if I remember rightly, well, you don't eat the whole stalk or nothing.
You can't, they're too tough.
The nettles is chopped into 2-foot lengths,
yeah.
And contestants have to strip off the leaves with their bare hands.
Oh, nice.
And no gloves allowed. Then they fold them up, push them between their teeth without touching their lips, and swallow them with a swig of beer.
Yeah. What for?
To find out who can eat most in an hour. And that's the winner.
Oh, it's certainly different.
Well, sounds a real laugh if you ask me.
You could bet on it, couldn't you? Huh?
Not on licensed premises, Eddie.
Oh, no, of course not. I was just thinking sort of hypothetically.
Look, you're serious, Mike. People do this for real?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Happens down Dorset way, so we're not here.
And it's not dangerous?
Nah, I've been doing it for donkey's years without problems.
Come to think of it. I've heard Dad talk about nettle soup and nettle pies.
Oh, yeah. I suppose you could hire an agency nurse just to be on the safe side, you know, in case anyone's allergic.
Well, this one place I was reading about makes a real big thing of it.
Oh, how?
Well, they had bands on during the competition, special menu and all sorts.
There you are, Jolene, that pulling the punter.
Yeah.
Right, well, I'll see what Sid thinks first and then start asking round. You know, you might have hit on something there, Mike.
What have they gone back in for?
Debbie's mobile. Alice thinks she knows where it is.
As long as we don't cut it too fine.
She won't be a moment.
I'm so sorry, darling. It's turned out like this for her.
It's more Simon's fault than yours.
Yes, but just when she needed me to be reliable, I let her down, didn't I?
Perhaps a little time away is precisely what she needs.
Do you think so?
There we go.
Maybe.
If she wasn't so upset, perhaps...
I've tried talking her out of it.
But she's in such a state. How's she going to cope on her own?
Deb is tougher than you give her credit for.
I hope so.
Found it. It was down the side of the sofa.
Sorry, that's the last hold-up.
Debbie, I've packed some drinks for the train and a couple of sandwiches.
Mm, there's no need.
Oh, please.
Thanks.
And I put some tea bags in as well, just in case.
Thanks, Mum. And about yesterday.
Doesn't matter.
The things I said, I'm sorry.
No, I didn't take any notice. You weren't yourself.
And France is no distance at all.
Well, of course not.
So come and see me. All of you.
You're not to lose this card. It's got my mobile number on.
You're a sweetheart. Take care of yourself, Ali.
You too.
Mum.
Goodbye, darling. Ooh. You know, you've always got a home here.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
Debs, I hate to say it, but if we're going to make the train...
Take care, Mum.
Debbie... You know how much I think of you. If you need anything, anything at all.
Yeah, thanks. I'll see you.
Well, do take care, darling.
But a text and email and everything.
As often as you can. Please, yeah.
I'm only going to France, not Australia. Come on, Adam. You can whisk me away.
You know, I'd much rather you were staying, too.
Oh, yeah? Why can't I have my share of adventures?
We can spare a minute if you want a last look round.
No, I'm all right. I'm ready.
Well, I hope it's a good journey.
I'll text you about Tolly tonight. I'm going to give him a really good caning.
I'll ring as soon as I can.
Yes, please.
Bye. See you.
Take care.
Goodbye, darling. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, Brian. Who knows when we'll see her again?
Now Carrie finds a late bloom in the garden.
Ah, you're right, Clary, love. Spending your afternoon off out here.
It's perfect for gardening, isn't it?
Not too hot, not too breezy.
Yeah, just right for giving Bart will be in the trap of spin and all.
Careful getting him out.
Oh, don't worry.
Don't want him trampling all over.
He won't.
Not when I've got the abrasion just right.
Oh, like Alan Titchmarsh said. Eh?
Yeah. Don't want it crowding everything else out.
Pretty free with his advice, wouldn't he?
Of course he was.
Mind you, he did seem glad of the little pointers I give him as me and Bartleby was picking him round.
I knew we wasn't going to win all along. But...
Isn't that right, Bartleby? I told him a garden can look too neat.
He was so complimentary about what we'd done.
Isn't that true?
And he loved our lilies, eh, Joe? He were really nice about them.
Well, we should be. That's right, thank you, Carmen.
Saying that. He were nice all round, wasn't he?
Oh, of course, he wasn't up to our cider.
Too much respect for his liver.
Yeah, he's lost. Now, let's get this harness on you, Bert.
Any chance of some quiet?
Edward, I thought you was out helping your dad.
I'm trying to get some kit.
At this time?
We didn't sleep at all last night.
Nor did the rest of us. Blasting out that so-called music till all hours.
You're to get up at once.
Mum?
I mean it.
I'm knackered.
If you went out of your room in 5 minutes, I'm coming to get you. Understand?
What shape's it in?
No, oh, it's not too bad. A few flails need replacing, it's all.
Have we got enough spares?
Yeah, just about. Ah, that's it.
Just about? We're not going to run out in the middle of haymaking, are we?
Oh, try to get to the cash and carry later. Just be on the safe side.
Now you're out, do you want me to ring Nick and Bill?
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
With Debbie going...
No, we need to discuss Hassett Hills as soon as possible.
I know she said Adam was keen to be involved, but...
It's not that simple, is it?
No.
You can't afford to let sales slide while he finds his feet.
Definitely not. So, shall I ring round?
No, tell you what, let's wait till tomorrow.
Why?
Well, I've arranged to go to Home Farm in the evening.
Oh, I hadn't realised.
Yeah, after net. To see what Adam and Brian's thinking is.
Right. And while you're over there...
Ah, yes, don't worry, I'm going to pin Brian down about harvest as well.
If he's got any doubts at all about honouring our contract, we need to know now.
Yeah. Well, that's what I want to find out.
I bet it's chaos over there at the moment.
That's it. Yeah. Debbie's a hard act to follow.
I know she was desperate to get away.
Yeah. A bit more notice would have been useful.
Joe?
Whoa, Bartleby.
Whoa.
Afternoon, Tony Archer.
Thanks for stopping.
What do you want?
I've run out of petrol.
Oh, that's careless.
Well, yes.
Very careless, that.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Thirsty devil, is it? Your MG?
No. Came out on the spur of the moment and forgot to check the gauge.
Oh, that was very clever.
Just wanted to see if the repair to the hood held up.
Well, that horrible gaffer tape.
It's only a temporary fix.
Don't look very nice, though.
It's only till the new soft top I've ordered arrived.
Sort of lowers the tone of the old car, if you ask me.
I was hoping you could help me out.
I don't carry no petrol.
No, I know, but is there any chance of a lift home?
Well, the Bridge Farm.
Yeah, so I can pick up a can and come back.
Well, isn't exactly convenient.
Being stuck at the side of the road isn't convenient either.
Oh, I don't see why not. Help up.
Oh, you're a lifesaver, Joe.
Yeah, just to put your mind at rest.
Mm-hmm.
Bartleby had a good feed this morning, so there's no danger of him running out.
There you are. As soon as you finish that, you can take yourself off up the country park.
No chance.
At that, Edward.
It was too late. Dad only wanted me for this morning.
Then why didn't you go with him?
I was too tired.
I'm surprised he let you get away with that.
Well, he didn't seem bothered.
Huh? Still, it ain't right, love.
What?
Well, the way you keep letting him down.
Oh, God, a trained monkey could go round with a brush cutter. It's boring.
Well, at least you'd be earning some money and getting some exercise.
It's boring.
Oh, and staying in bed all day isn't.
No, it's dangerous working when you're worn out.
Hey?
What's when you have accidents?
Anything you're in danger of is bed sores. You're getting up later and later.
I can't sleep properly.
Yeah, because you ain't doing nothing to make yourself tired. Look, I know your holiday was a disappointment.
Yeah, a complete disaster.
And it's only natural to feel left out if Jazza was having all the fun.
Yeah, I was like Billy No Mate.
But you've got to pick yourself up again, love.
Give over, Mum.
You having a cup of tea?
Yeah, please.
And have you been over to Oliver Sterling's?
Oh.
Edward, he's been on the phone so many times and I've made excuses for you, but I promised him you'd go over. What must he think?
I said I'll go over sometime.
Whatever is the matter with you?
Nothing.
You ain't getting up. You ain't doing no work.
There's nothing to do.
There's plenty.
Nothing interesting. Is there any more milk?
Yeah, here.
Well, there's no point in getting up early.
You know, if you want life to be interesting, you've got to somehow make it interesting.
How?
Well, like your dad's offered you driving lessons, hasn't he?
Hmm?
Well, so, as soon as you get your provisional licence...
I don't need lessons.
Oh, yes, you do.
I can drive.
Not legally, you can't.
But they're never going to let me pass the test anyway. That's what they said in court.
No, they said you'd have to do an extended test, that's all.
I've got no chance of passing, not with a conviction against me.
Of course you are.
They'll be looking at the least little thing. I don't like your shoes, Mr. Grundy. Fail.
Now, don't be silly.
Well, it's bound to be like that.
Well, then that's why you need lessons, isn't it? To make sure they ain't got no excuse to fail you.
Yeah, all right. I'll go driving with Dad sometime.
But not without a licence. Now, what's so difficult about that? All you've got to do is go down the post office and get a form.
What's the point?
Oh, because if you get a licence and if you get lessons, you might just pass your test.
Big deal.
And who knows, that might even help you get an interesting job.
I don't know.
Oh, go on, lovey. You enjoy driving, don't you?
Yeah, it's all right.
And since you ain't going to the country park this afternoon...
No way.
And I don't expect you want to help me in the garden.
You're too right, I don't.
Why not go down and get a form?
What, now?
Yeah, now.
Well, I suppose I could.
Good lad.
Only I'm too tired. I'll go tomorrow instead.
So, this rally you're going to later in the month, where did you say it was?
Silverstone.
Well, the racetrack, please.
That's it.
You ain't actually racing there, are you?
Oh, no. No, Pat and I are just going as spectators.
Oh, don't tell me you're dragging her along as well.
She'll enjoy it.
Well, nothing but cars. My Susan wouldn't have stood for it.
Pat'll have a great time.
Yeah, says you.
Apart from MG races, there are all sorts of exhibitions and displays.
Keep it straight now. That's it.
Well, if nothing else, it'll be a nice break from work.
Oh, well, that's true enough.
And I want to make sure Esme looks her best for the event.
Esme?
Our car. After registration.
Oh.
Silly, really.
Oh, nice and steady. There's the boy.
You'd think he'd slow down for a horse.
That's it, Bartleby. Take no notice of Road Dog.
I'm trying to get a lot of jobs out of the way now so we can go off without worrying.
Well, who's going to be running the farm while you're gone?
Well, the dairy will see to itself, thanks to Colin. And Clary, of course.
Oh, well, you can depend on her.
And the kids will keep an eye on the rest.
Mm. Well, isn't your Tom going to be too busy with his sausages?
Well, he is working pretty hard. At least he seems to have a routine sorted.
Yeah, well, something.
He had yesterday's batch ready right on time.
They were very nice sausages, there's and all. Go on.
You've tried them?
Well, Clary picked up a packet a couple of weeks ago, half price.
Ah, yeah. That must have been the trial batch.
Yeah, that's it. It was an odd sort of length.
Yeah, well, Tom's got all that sorted out now.
But at full price, I expect it'll be a long time before I can try him again.
He's only charging a fair amount.
Oh, I know, sir. Of course, now I've gone so far out of my way giving you a lift. But I wouldn't want you to feel under no obligation, Tony Archer. No obligation at all.
Oh, honestly, it's like living in Madame Tussauds.
What?
Have you moved a muscle since I went out?
Yeah.
So you'd notice.
Well, made myself another cup of tea.
Well, this will give you something useful to do.
What's that?
Why not try opening the envelope and looking inside?
All right.
All the way down the shop and back for you.
How to fill in form D750, application for your driving licence. Look at it.
Yeah, I've got these and all now. Do it in pencil first.
There's loads of questions here.
Are you sure you filled it in proper? Go back over in pen, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, go on then.
I'll do it later.
You're doing it now.
Mum.
Or I will swap you for a trained monkey. Now, get going.
Honestly.
Two packets. Oh, he insisted. Hey, look what I got, Clary.
Tom Archer sausages. What have you splashed out on them for?
He wangled them out, don't he? I didn't know such thing. Simply a small reward for being a good Samaritan.
Pop them in the fridge and we can have them later.
Yeah.
You finished then, love?
Oh, for this afternoon, yeah. All right, Ed.
Don't start.
No, I'm not going to.
I tried to get him going, Eddie, but it were hopeless.
Oh, it don't matter. If I thought quick enough, I could have had some cheese as well.
I've had things to do.
Edward?
Well, I've got this huge form to fill in.
Or maybe I should have asked for ice cream. It's not a problem.
I had a willing helper all day.
Did you rope Mike in?
Oh, no, he's been busy at home farm.
Oh, well, they'll be short-handed, no Debbie Aldridge is swanned off.
Yeah, it took me a while to find somebody, but I did in the end. Yeah, good little worker, actually.
Who did you get?
Jazzer.
Jazzer?
Yeah. You know, without you distracting him, Eddie, really gets stuck in.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, good for him.
He skives all the time at boot sales.
Yeah, I've got no complaints about today.
Well, needs must, I suppose, if there's nobody else round to help.
It's just typical. He owes me money and then he nicks my job.
He'll be able to pay you back what he owes you soon enough.
Oh, give him a decent rate then, are you?
Well, it's Jack Woolley's money, isn't it?
And you're keeping Jazzer on till you've finished the old job?
Thinking about it.
That is so unfair. I mean, he gets everything.
I told him today was a one-off. Well, if I'm stuck on my own again tomorrow...
Yeah, well, it is a pity to see Woolley's money going outside the family.
Ah, of course, he can be a little cack-handed at the
time. Jazzer, cack-handed? He's a complete liability.
What else can I do?
Such a shame Edward's too busy to help.
Busy? What am I doing?
That form, for one thing. You said it'd take ages.
Don't matter.
It's a real monster.
I can do this any time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so in that case, you can help me tomorrow after all.
Nigel's feeling flighty.
There, do you see? On the rafters, next to the nest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know which poster I mean?
Shh!
I can see two of the youngsters. Lizzie had it on her wall for years. Where's the third one got to?
It's Brando in his leathers on a bike.
Oh, I know the one. Oh, there's number three.
It would be perfect over our coffee machine. Has she still got it somewhere?
Oh, Mum and Dad want them to fly. That's what the calling's for.
Mate, the poster.
No idea, I'm afraid.
Well, where's Lizzie?
I think one of them's going to have a go.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't even know it can fly yet. But in a couple of months, it'll be going all the way to Africa.
Well, don't take it personally.
It's making up its mind. Yes! There it goes.
Oh, wow.
It's coming out and round.
And back home.
Oops.
Landing's not so easy.
Well done, that bird.
Was that what I thought it was?
Yep. The rescue mission has been a success. They can fly.
Oh, well done, you.
At least one of them can. I'm sure the rest will follow suit.
Lizzie, Marlon Brando.
Oh, have you... Nigel, I'm afraid we've still got a problem in the car park.
Oh, no, not the same chap.
I assume so. I only saw the coach when it was pulling away.
Well, we told them on Monday.
What's all this?
Haley's school parties. The company that brings some of them has got a new driver.
He has a real problem distinguishing tarmac from grass verge.
Has he made an awful mess?
And see for yourself. I'm sick of phoning up about it.
Don't worry. I'll deal with it.
Thanks.
Now, Lizzie... Do you remember you used to have a poster?
Hang on, Kenton.
But this is important.
I've got a favour to ask first.
How's it coming along? I'm not going to win prizes for my handiwork, but...
You've made a good start.
Oh, I covered all the cracks and bumps anyway.
And when the plaster's gone off, you're going to get plastic sheeting up?
Yes, all around the walls. You've got to make the place washable.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's a messy business, skinning and gutting venison.
I'd like to get on with levelling the floor this week as well.
You worked out where the hand basins need to go?
More or less. But they won't be going in for a week or two.
Well, it's a good use of the building.
Better than standing empty. Any word from George Barford?
Yes, he rang a few minutes ago. He's got his certificate.
So the course went okay?
Very straightforward, he said.
Good.
He knew most of it anyway. And he shot a good few deer in his time.
So, he's ready to help out?
Yeah, says he's looking forward to it.
Sorry, can I just get in there?
Yes, of course, sorry. I really came over to find out when David's due.
I'm bringing him back after Nets. 8:30-ish.
Fine. It's very important he sees we're on top of things, even without Debbie.
Ah, I had a thought about that.
Oh, yes?
Well, given that we're rather stretched...
For heaven's sake, don't say that to David.
When I was passing the country park earlier, I saw Ed Grundy shifting some pavers.
You're not suggesting...
Well, there's going to be plenty of casual work here for a while.
Yeah, casual, but not downright sloppy.
You said William Grundy's a good worker?
Yes, he is.
And Ed's not short of muscles.
Adam, those two boys are chalk and cheese. William can be relied on.
But Ed can't.
Believe me, we'd have to be absolutely desperate before we took him on.
Is this it?
That's the one. Oh, Lizzie, you star.
I'm surprised I've still got it.
Oh, yes. The shades, Brando's attitude, it's perfect.
We dump all our junk in here. It's Jim, a good clear out.
Just think, all those years you were dreaming about the Wild One, then ended up with Nige.
I'm jolly glad I did.
Well, I think even Frank will be impressed.
Frank? Oh, your chef.
Yeah, though he tends more towards Elvis in the memorabilia stakes.
Is he a big fan?
Fan doesn't do it justice. He lives and breathes Elvis.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm partial to the King myself, but half an hour of a little less conversation whistled in your ear first thing in the morning.
Imagine that must be rather trying.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks a lot, sis.
Excuse me, what about your side of the bargain?
Oh,
yeah, right. Sunday, bright mm-hmm. ideas for Nigel's birthday.
Oh, you left it rather late to call on my expertise.
Oh, I've been so busy.
OK, well, what have you got lined up so far?
Not very much, unfortunately. Well, we're having a nice family lunch with Julia and the children.
And?
And that's it for now.
Oh.
I want to do something special afterwards, but I can't think of anything.
Right.
Nigel's always so imaginative for parties. I mean, like the pirate one last year.
Well, that was my idea.
Yeah, well, I knew you had a hand in it. That's why I'm asking for your help now.
Oh, right. All right. Let's see.
It's got to be something memorable.
Well, normally I suggest using someone's hobbies as a starting point.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, but not with Nige.
Why not? He's got plenty of hobbies. And he's really into his nature records at the moment.
Well, I rest my case.
And there's his cycling.
Oh, yeah, very exciting. Well, so you can either buy him a gold-plated rain gauge...
Don't be silly.
..or a musical bicycle bell.
Well, what do you suggest?
Well, we need to think outside the box. Oh, cycling's too tedious. It's... Yeah, I've got it.
What?
If it's not too late, we hire a river cruiser. Then take a big gang of us from Borchester along the River Perch.
Oh, yes.
Music blasting out, plenty of booze.
Of course.
It's a brilliant idea.
Cycling, that's it.
Cycling?
Yeah, I'll arrange a cycling surprise for Sunday evening.
No, Lizzie.
Yeah, I know exactly what to do.
Cycling was the boring example, remember? Bad, dull, keep away.
I know how to make sure it's not boring.
You're not serious.
I am.
Well, how? What are you going to do?
You'll see.
Come on, Lizzie. Hiring a cruiser's much better.
No, it isn't.
Well, what about the rest of us? His mates don't want to be saddling up for Nigel's birthday.
Perhaps I can organise a more social thing later in the week.
Yeah, that's the very least you can do.
Yeah, just a few drinks for people like you and Tim Beecham.
Oh, and Arena, Tim's girlfriend.
I thought they split up.
Really? Even better.
In fact...
You must invite her in that case.
Yeah, since it's for Nigel's benefit, not mine, it might even be worth...
What?
Nothing. I wondered if Debbie might come, that's all.
Debbie? No chance.
Why not?
Because she's gone to France, didn't you know?
Sorry, I thought I had a bottle in here.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Brown.
Yes, it does. I'm ready for a drink, even if you're not.
Well, I'll go and get one. I shan't be a moment.
Okay.
Oh. So, you had a hard day?
Non-stop.
Oh, I can imagine, with all Debbie's work together.
It's not just that.
Have you heard anything from her?
Just that she's arrived safely.
Oh, well, that's good.
Now, the reason I'm worn out is I'm trying to get one of the buildings ready to process venison.
And then a nice relaxing session at Next to round it all off.
That had its moments, didn't it?
Sid just won't give up, will he?
Well, I agree with him about Tony.
Here we are. Oh, let's make some room.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, you've been looking at the same article I read yesterday, Brian.
Oh, on CAP reform, the midterm review.
What do you make of it?
It'll be interesting to see how it finally works out. Say when, David.
It amazes me, the bickering that goes on here about subsidy.
Yeah. Well, decoupling is pretty important.
Well, yes, of course it is.
I know some of the organic people are worried. Adam?
Have a large one, thanks.
Well, I guess if they're already using environmentally friendly products, they may end up losing out.
The whole setup is crazy.
Help yourself to ice or water.
Thanks.
I mean, you used to get subsidised for overproduction.
Cheers, chaps.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Now you're going to get subsidy for doing nothing at all.
Oh, well, it's possible for some people.
It's bound to happen. The payments are based on average production from 2000 to 2002, right?
Yep.
So the big guys who went flat out for production in those years will make a packet now, even if they stop farming altogether.
Look, compared to Africa, we're all completely feather-bedded, aren't we, Adam?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's as may be. But we have to deal with our own circumstances, which is actually why I've come over.
Yeah. You want to know how we're coping without Debbie?
I wasn't actually going to put it quite that bluntly.
Well, it's a fair question.
It's taking some adjusting to.
But we are managing.
So far, anyway.
I mean, you know better than anyone, David. We've been through a rocky time lately.
Yes.
But I think you'd agree it hasn't impacted on the efficiency of our operation.
Not yet, anyway. And it isn't about to. But let's hope not.
Whole family's pulling together, aren't we, Adam?
Hmm. Actually, Mum's been very good. She's willing to take on the farmer's market.
Oh, huh. She'll be good at that.
And Alice has offered to help out whenever she can.
But, what's the overall strategy?
I'll be taking over the management for work Debbie was doing. Plus, I'll be more hands-on.
Is that realistic?
Absolutely. You'll be getting the same good service as ever.
And I'll be there, don't forget.
But basically, you are a livestock man, aren't you?
Well, I can take new ideas on board.
Oh, sure.
I just need to update my skills first, get the certificate of competence.
Well, that's not difficult to arrange.
It shouldn't take me long to get the hang of the combine.
There are two things that Ruth and I really need to know.
Go ahead.
One, is Home Farm still committed to Hassett Hills?
Very much so.
The sooner you can introduce me to the other producers, the better.
Well, fair enough. We can sort that out easily enough.
And I take it the second thing is...
What is going to happen with this year's harvest?
Well, we go ahead as planned.
Are you sure you can cope?
No question. Even if I have to do the combining myself, I guarantee it'll be done on time.
And looking ahead, if you're worried that I'm not as clued up about Brookfield as Debbie...
And don't forget, we've still got a red-hot agronomist.
Declan.
He's very good. Debbie relied on him a lot.
Yes, I know.
So it should all run quite smoothly.
Mm.
In fact, if you want to, we can renew the contract for next year now.
Well, let's see how harvest goes first, shall we?
Oh, can't you sleep?
No.
You're too hot.
It's not that.
What's the matter, then?
Debbie.
I thought it might be.
I can't understand it.
No.
It shows what she thinks of me.
She's still angry with her father and Simon, not you. You just got caught in the crossfire.
It's all Brian's fault. I knew this would happen.
We're still on good terms with Siobhan.
Yeah, but she's in Ireland.
Well, yes.
I bet we lose touch.
Come on, we went to Rory's christening.
She's so far away.
I know it's not quite the same. It's always sad losing friends, saying goodbye.
That's just it. Debbie didn't. No notes, no phone call, nothing.
No.
That's how badly the friendship smashed up.
It wasn't your fault.
We used to really like each other.
I know.
We got on so well.
Maybe now she's gone away, she'll see things in perspective and realise she's been unfair to you.
I doubt it.
It's possible.
And even if she does, I mean, what good would it do? She's not around anymore.
Come on, darling. Snuggle in.
Making friends gets harder, doesn't it, the older you get?
I'm not so sure. We still know lots of people.
We've got plenty of acquaintances. Real friends are different.
Yes, that's true.
When you lose one, it's not like when you were a kid. You can't just go out on the playground and make a new one.
Oh, Lizzie.
She didn't even say goodbye.
Now we travel to the Ambridge Village shop, where Fallon's buying chocolate and Clary hopes she's got a soft centre.
That was so gross.
Fallon.
That was disgusting.
You should have seen your face.
Well, I came in for a bar of chocolate, not a horror story.
Well, I was quite interested in what he was saying.
Well, shooting a deer next to its mates, bleeding it in the field. Oh.
But he's right, though, when you think about it. It is kind of that way.
Killing them on the farm rather than dragging them all away to the abattoir.
No. His meat.
Well, he said it didn't upset the rest of the herd.
No. What was it? They just sort of stopped grazing for a moment.
Oh, excuse me. Hello. It was bad enough hearing him go on about it.
Sorry.
Is that all you want, love?
Yeah.
You go ahead with me.
Oh, thanks very much.
That'll be 45, please.
You haven't been round to see Edward lately, have you?
No.
Expect you're busy with all your college work.
Yeah.
Right, there you are.
Thanks.
To be honest, he could do with some company at the moment.
Is that right?
Well, he's been really down since he got back from Cyprus.
Mm, wishes he was still there, does he?
No, ain't that. Turns out he didn't have a very good time.
He'll get over it.
Now I can hardly get him out of bed.
Oh, yeah, Mike said something about that.
At least he's helping his dad in the country park this afternoon. But his heart ain't in it. Anyway, thanks for letting me push in.
Well, I were thinking it would be nice if some of his mates called round.
Mates? Well, Ed doesn't exactly go out of his way to stay mates, does he?
Well, I know he can be awkward.
Oh, that's one way of putting it. See you, Betty.
Bye.
It was only if you did have time on your hands, Fallon.
Yeah, well...
Oh, what a shame to go all that way and not enjoy himself.
Him and Jazza had a falling out over there.
Well, it's easily done when you're in each other's company all day.
Trouble is, I think there's more to it than just the holiday, but he won't say.
Well, lads are all the same, aren't they? You have to chisel it out of them.
No, Fallon. She lets you know what she's thinking straight away.
But George didn't mean to wind her up, did he?
No.
Just a bit enthusiastic.
I reckon he's on a high at the moment. Well, with him and Christine winning the Open Gardens as well.
Didn't that go well?
Absolutely smashing.
And we've raised a decent amount.
How much?
Well, when all the money's in, it won't be much short of £500.
That's very good. And wasn't it nice seeing so many people from out of the village come along?
Well, it was either your lilies or Alan Titchmarsh brought them in. I don't know which.
I were hoping to get into my garden this evening, but it's starting to cloud over.
Well, if you're not doing anything else later, why not come to Grange Spinney?
What for?
Well, Susan said she'd take me round the show house when she's doing her cleaning.
Oh!
So how about it?
That's the patch.
Yeah?
Only you're going to have to clear them now. Jack Woolley's letting the bull of them for the competition.
Nettle eating. Sounds stupid.
Man, pitching himself against nature. Anything but. Especially when you can run a book on it.
Yeah, it might be a laugh, I suppose.
Yeah, of course it will be. Now, we've got two jobs left today.
Great.
Shifting the mound of earth and finishing the edge of the path.
All right.
Which do you fancy?
Shifting
that lot.
Yeah, could do.
Or start edging.
Don't know, don't care, really.
How about you do the edging?
Ed!
What's she want?
Hello, Fallon.
Good afternoon, Eddie. Your mum said you were up here. Do you want to go for a drink this evening?
What, with you?
Well, yeah.
If I was 30 years younger, I'd jump at the chance myself.
Well, the Sausage King too busy to take you out, then?
Just as a mate, Ed, it's a simple question. Do you want a drink or not?
Yeah, well... I can't, I've got no dosh.
Well, I'll buy you a drink.
It's any use.
Oh, right.
These are a good idea.
Yeah, stops dirt getting trampled all over the house.
Well, they might do if everybody put them on.
Oh, don't they then?
Ugh, too much trouble for some folk.
Putting on a pair of slipovers, how lazy.
Oh, yeah, it makes for a lot of unnecessary mess.
Well, I'm ready.
Oh, want me a minute?
Hang on.
Has Home Farm asked Neil about tomorrow morning?
Oh, they're sorting the lambs?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't do it. They would ask the one morning he was too busy.
That's it. Well, Mike can't help either. He's been up there half the week as it is.
It must have knocked him sideways, Debbie, going off like that.
Yeah, it hasn't made life easy.
We ready then?
Isn't that lampshade gorgeous?
Oh, I was thinking exactly the same.
Think anyone would notice if I nicked it?
There you. No funny business, thank you. There's been enough things disappeared from the site already.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, tools mainly. Picks, a couple of spirit levels.
Honestly? Yeah.
And a load of extension leads went missing last night.
You ready for another?
You got the last lot.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I might get a discount off Mum.
Well, I can pay for a couple of drinks, you know.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Not a charity case.
Oh, yeah, but you're pretty fed up, though, aren't you, Ed?
I'm all right.
Yeah, of course you are. What's wrong?
I don't know. Everything?
You're not fed up because of... Well...
What?
Well, tell me to mind my own business, but is it something to do with Emma?
Do you want to get me that drink?
Oh, yeah.
This is lovely.
Yeah, everyone likes the living room.
Well, it's such a good size.
Have you seen the fireplace?
Oh, look at that.
I've always fancied having a doodah rail.
A dado, you know what I mean.
Oh, they're lovely tiles. Not a real fire, of course.
Oh, no, it's only to make the room look cosy. Well, you don't need it, really.
Well, no, not with double radiators.
Are the curtains included?
Well, all that's negotiable.
Well, it's the kitchen I've fallen in love with.
Me too.
Everything's laid out so beautifully.
They're really heavy, aren't they? Top quality.
Ooh, all the furnishings are.
The hob's in just the right place.
And that gorgeous double sink.
Yeah, I'd love one of them instead of the titchy little thing we've got to keep as cottage.
It's no wonder they're asking so much.
Oh, remember, it's the best house on the plot, though. I mean, that's why they finished it first.
Trouble is, even when they finish the low-cost ones...
Which won't be for a while yet.
I still can't see Roy and Hayley affording one.
Hey, before I forget, Susan, did you get your agenda for the WI meeting?
Oh, yeah, it dropped through this afternoon.
Well, what's all this about GM crops?
Well, Jill says she wants us to organise an open meeting about them.
Is it all right to sit down?
Go on. That's what the sofa's for.
It seems a funny thing to bring up now.
Oh!
Like she says, they're in the news again.
Oh, this is so comfortable.
It's all right if I join her.
Of course.
Right. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, might as well give me own feet a rest.
Come on.
Oh, about that.
Hey, Jill Archer's having another meeting of the fake committed to.
All sofas like this.
We need to get cracking on that, don't we? You know, finalise the stalls.
Yeah.
You must be ready for a breather, Susan.
Oh, I should think we all are, the hours we work.
How'd the sausages go this morning?
Oh, fine. We've been ready for the lorry both days this week.
Jobs ain't so bad once you get the hang of them.
Mind you, Tom's enthusiasm can be a bit wearing.
Gets carried away, does he?
All this morning he was bouncing around. Should he phone the supermarket, shouldn't he?
What for?
Preliminary sales figures. To see how well we're doing.
Well, I'd want to know.
We've only just started.
I suppose so.
In the end, he decided to wait till next week.
Oh, it's the way you sink in, but it's not too soft.
Oh. I could sit here all night.
It even smells lovely.
If I won the lottery, I'd buy a house just like this.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
In fact, if I won enough, you two could have one as well.
Thanks, Betty.
But all with the same sofa?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Living here.
Yeah. Loads of space, everything working.
Beautifully furnished. And you know who I'd have to look after the garden.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Why?
Well, I never realised it was so serious.
You saw me and Anne out together.
Well, yeah, but I...
You must have guessed what was going on.
No, I thought you were just mucking about behind Will's back.
No.
And you really liked her?
Yeah. Still do, as a matter of fact.
Ed, I'm so sorry.
What do you keep saying that for?
Well, because it's awful for you.
The worst part is seeing them two joined at the hip again.
Yeah, it must be.
He went mad when someone told him I'd been out with them.
Yeah, I heard.
Don't know what he'd do if he found out we'd slept together.
You're not going to tell him?
No. What's the point?
It's probably best not to.
She's made her choice. Dumped.
Oh, don't put it like that.
That's how it is. And when it came to it, she chose Will.
Oh. But you've got to admit, it is probably for the best.
How did you make that one out?
Well, she couldn't go on seeing both of you.
I didn't want her to.
Well, no.
Yeah, I thought she was going to dump him. What a joke.
Well, she must have thought something of you, Ed.
She can't have.
Well, that's not true.
Well, it must have been gratitude or something, that's all.
What? Because you got beaten up helping her?
Yeah.
Well, it can't just be that.
It probably was. And if it meant anything else, well, she wouldn't be with Will now, would she?
And you still care about her?
Yeah. What a loser, eh?
No, you're not.
Of course I am. It's probably why she dumped me.
Oh, come on. They've been together for ages. It's not because you're a loser.
That's all I am. A complete waste of space.
Ed! Why do you think your parents fuss about you?
They've got nothing better to do.
Well, and people like, oh, I don't know, Oliver Sterling, he thinks a lot of you.
Oh, great, no girlfriend but the wrinklies like me.
Lots of people do.
Yeah, well, it don't seem like that.
Don't suppose. Do you want to come to Glastonbury?
What?
Glastonbury, do you want to come?
No chance. Told you I'm spent up.
Well, no, if you got in for free.
Eh?
Well, you'd have to work, mind.
Doing what?
Helping me and Tom. We're running a food store for Howard Friend.
Yeah?
Yeah, and we could do with an extra pair of hands.
I wouldn't have to pay?
No. Well, you'd miss a lot of the bands while you're working, but you'd see some of them.
You mean it?
Well, I'll have to check it with Tom first, but I don't think it'd be a problem.
Well, Dale, I wouldn't mind, actually.
Oh, great. Well, I'll let you know as soon as I've spoken to him.
Okay. Oh. Fallon?
Yeah?
Why?
Well, like I said, we're going to be short-handed.
Yeah, but... we, you know, since Dross broke up...
Oh, well, we haven't been the best of mates.
No. So, why are you being so nice now?
Well, it's not for your body, Ed Grundy.
Yeah, I sort of worked that one out.
Well, I'm feeling guilty, I suppose.
Guilty?
Yeah.
Why are you feeling guilty?
Because I don't like to see a mate so unhappy when things are going well for me.
No.
That's all.
Linda has a vision.
Go on! Go on!
Well, shall I close it?
Just get those two, will you?
Oh, no, you don't!
Oh, thanks, Jenny. I can manage now.
Well, I'm sorry I muddled the weights.
We're only with a couple of them.
No, it was silly of me.
Doesn't matter, we've soon got it sorted.
You'd have got on much faster with Jeff or Adam.
Jenny, it was much better letting them get on with their own jobs. You were a great help.
No, I wasn't.
We've finished in time, haven't we?
Yeah, only just. The lorry will be here any minute.
Well, I couldn't have managed without you.
Really?
I mean it. You were invaluable.
I quite enjoyed being hands-on again. No, if that's everything.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll hang on for the driver.
I want to find the little blackboard.
Blackboard?
Well, the one for marking up prices at the farmer's market.
Oh, I think Debbie keeps all that stuff in the store behind the machine shed.
Well, I'll go and see.
Have we heard any more from her? Because you said she texted Adam.
Oh, and Alice.
Oh, any news?
Well, only what I've already told you.
Oh.
She's fine and being rushed off her feet.
Oh. How delightful.
But she'll ring as soon as she can.
Holman Hunt would have loved this.
Who?
One of the pre-Raphaelites, darling.
He painted scenes of great bucolic charm.
Did he?
Capturing the grace of the simple shepherd, his lady love and their innocent flock around them, just like you two.
I haven't quite seen us like that.
Oh, yes, you looked absolutely charming as I walked across. Are these little fellows here for shearing?
No, they're off to the abattoir.
Oh, I got your email, Linda. I hadn't realised you were coming over as well.
Oh, yes. We really need to talk through the message board idea, Jennifer.
Oh, right. I can spare a few minutes.
Good. But can we do it somewhere else?
By all means.
Somewhere a little less tinged with sombre foreboding.
Can you hold on? Hello?
You sound busy.
Sid?
Is it a bad moment to call?
No, it's fine. I'm trying to level a floor, that's all.
Well, I won't keep you.
What is it?
I thought you'd want to hear a piece of cricket news.
You've done the draw for the single wicket.
No, it's not that. I saw Alistair last night.
Oh, yes?
He's dropping Tony for the next game.
Against Penny Hassett?
Yes. He's making him 12th man.
Oh, OK.
Yeah, and I think you're moving up the order, though he wouldn't commit himself.
Good.
Well, it should have happened a long time ago.
You might even make Tony buck his ideas up a bit.
Well, he told Alistair... if he listened to you in the first place, we'd never have lost Rollin.
Well, the decision's probably nothing to do with me.
Don't you believe it?
You were saying the same thing yourself.
Between you and me, I think Alistair's losing his touch as captain.
No.
He is. I've thought it all season. He's got to a rut.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, I would. I'm not knocking him. He tries his best.
He does pretty well, generally.
But he hasn't got any vision. That's the point. He's happy to let us muddle along.
Well, we could do with raising our sights a little, maybe.
Strong leadership for that. A captain with your kind of energy and your kind of enthusiasm.
Oh, no.
Yeah, plus, you've got the talent to back it up.
Sid, even if the position were vacant...
it's not Alistair's for life,
I simply haven't got the time or the inclination, to be honest.
Well, not now, maybe.
I really haven't got any ambition to be captain.
Listen, Adam, you're the best thing to happen to the team in years.
Oh, come on, Sid.
I mean it. That's why I want you to know, if you ever change your mind about being captain...
unlike
you. Yeah, I'm 100% behind you.
I did exactly what you said. I've been asking all round the village.
And what sort of response have you had?
I've met with a great surge of enthusiasm.
Really?
Jolene was very positive, and Bert Fry thought it was a marvellous idea. Now, there we are.
And these are?
Existing message boards elsewhere.
Oh, I didn't realise there were so many.
I know. This is only a small sample.
Scotland, Northern England, Midlands.
Let's see what other local villages have come up with.
All right.
Joe Grundy was particularly keen.
Well, he would be, wouldn't he?
Ah, now. Let's take Fawcett Magna as an example.
I suppose that's what worries me, really.
Youth chat, church talk, parish council forum.
Ooh, it's very well laid out.
If you're properly organised, you can discuss all sides of village life on a message board.
But do we really want that?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, to give every half-baked idea a public airing.
Oh, well, of course, there has to be some sort of control.
How?
I suggest we set up a public-restricted site.
Which means?
Basically, we have a membership. Only people with an Ambridge connection can post messages on the board.
I see.
Though, of course, any member of the public can view it.
But that won't stop Joe sounding off, will it?
Ah, yes, well, you need someone to moderate the messages as well, to reject any that are unsuitable.
To act as a censor?
In a manner of speaking.
Well, that sounds a thankless task.
Very demanding, yes. But I am prepared to take it on, if required.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you don't think that if we set this up, we'll...
What, Jennifer?
Well, just attract cranks and attention seekers.
No, not at all.
Well, how can you be so certain?
Jennifer, let me assure you from personal experience, people who use message boards are no more odd than you or I.
It's quite a landmark.
Fallon turning 18.
Yeah. Have you decided what we're doing yet?
No, I'm not sure.
Only got a couple of weeks. She hasn't given any clues about what she wants.
Money.
Ha ha. There's a surprise.
Yeah.
It's sensible, though, really.
Well, she wants to get some decent sound equipment.
Ah, well, yeah. She's better choosing that herself, isn't she?
Yeah, all the same.
It's not very personal, is it?
No. Oh, Sid, love, can you get the last of the ashtrays?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got to mark it somehow. Have a bit of a splash.
Any ideas?
Well, what about a party upstairs?
Yeah, I thought about that. It's not very original, though, is it?
She's not worried about original, is she? She just wants to have a good time.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
We can get a band in.
Yeah, or she might want to sing herself.
And we'd lay on some decent food.
Yeah, it's worth considering.
Yeah, I think so. Pass us the waste bin, love, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Cute. Yeah, of course, we've got to give her at least one proper present as well.
Oh, yes. I want her to have something to show for becoming an adult.
Oh, ain't that a frightening thought?
Oh, I know. My little girl all grown up. Makes me feel ancient.
Oh, maturing nicely, that's all.
Oh, you know all the right things to say.
Well, what about a piece of jewellery? A necklace or something?
Shh.
What?
Shh.
Oh, would you pass us that cloth, please?
I'm off to Tom's.
Thank you.
We're going into Borchester, so don't wait up.
All right, sweetheart.
Nice poster.
Oh, do you think so?
Very artistic, your mother.
How many 2-foot lengths of nettle can you strip and eat in an hour? None in my case.
We're getting them from the country park.
Yeah, and we're doing it on the 24th, because it's a good way to celebrate midsummer.
Hmm. You can take part if you like. You'll be old enough.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You've got to be 18 or over to enter.
No, thanks.
Yeah, somehow I didn't think you'd fancy it.
The rest sounds good. Live music, cash prize, unusual foods.
Yeah, Frieda's found some real old recipes using nettles.
Soup, pies, all sorts.
Has anyone put their name down for it yet?
There has been quite a lot of interest, actually.
What's all this? No artificial aids allowed.
Any sign of cheating, you're out.
See if Tom wants to go.
Well, I'm sure you can persuade him.
We want as many entrants as possible.
And I bet Ed will.
Ed Grundy?
Yeah.
Oh, so having a drink last night worked out. You're back on good terms.
Well, seem to be. In fact, you've reminded me I've got some good news for him.
What's that?
Well, Tom's called about him coming to Glastonbury with us. Got to ring and tell him.
I've phoned Usher, but neither of us can see a way round it.
So Linda gets her way?
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea. Plenty of other villages have got a message board.
Yeah, but haven't they got Linda Snell in charge of it?
In charge? What's she going to do? Well, she'll decide what messages do and don't appear.
Well, that's not fair.
Someone's got to do it.
But half the messages will be about her.
All the ones I write, anyway.
She asks for it, that woman, taking llamas all over the place.
Are there any more potatoes?
Yes, Adam.
No, there you go.
Oh, thanks.
There's plenty more broccoli, too.
No, thanks.
I wouldn't mind some, Mum.
Oh, by the way, Sunday's fine, Adam.
Ah. No, you aren't, darling.
I can do some work in the morning.
No, for heaven's sake, have the whole day off.
You sure? The single wicket doesn't start till the afternoon.
Well, if you're free on Sunday morning, come for a ride with me. You can ride Tolly.
Ah, I could do, I suppose.
Well, that's a good idea. You need to unwind. You've been working terribly hard all week.
I had another look at the deer larder this afternoon.
What do you think?
Coming on nicely. As long as the meat hygiene people are happy.
Dad.
And all the work you've done with the strawberries.
Dad.
There's nothing so urgent it can't wait till next week. What do you want?
Can I have some more wine?
Well, ask your mother.
Brian.
Mum.
No, Alice. You've already had some.
Children should learn to drink responsibly with their parents.
I think we've done pretty well this week.
Who told you that?
Everyone knows it's true.
We've done all we need to.
Well, you are learning to drink responsibly. You've had half a glass, and now I'm saying no.
That's not bad going, all things considered.
Mum.
The Hines are fine. The Hughes are fine.
Annabelle's parents let her drink as much as she likes.
Well, Anne's got off okay, thanks to your mother.
Stop making such a fuss about it, Brian. It was the least I could do.
The next step is to get Mum working the combine.
Why don't you have some more beef instead, darling?
Okay. Brian?
Pass me a plate, Alice.
Oh, you've cooked enough for a small army, Mum.
Perhaps I have been rather generous.
Don't worry, I'll take Debbie the leftover.
Duh. Oh, I'm just the same. I keep forgetting she's not here.
But I should remember. I was only speaking to her an hour ago.
What, Debbie rang?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, I didn't realise.
Well, I was going to tell you. She wasn't on for long.
How is she? What did she say?
Oh, she's settling in nicely.
She sounded very cheerful.
Oh. Well, good.
Her flat's quite small, but it's well furnished, and it's on the outskirts of Reims.
Company headquarters are about 10 kilometres further out, more in the countryside.
Right in the heart of Champagne country, she said. I can't wait to go over there.
Well, you all spoke to her?
Well, we weren't quite sure where you were when she rang.
Oh.
She's getting fixed up with a car this weekend.
Oh, is she?
The job involves a lot of driving round. She's covering a wide area.
Her flat's right above this sort of square with cafes.
I don't suppose she... She didn't leave any messages, did she?
Well...
About the farm or anything?
She didn't really have time to leave messages.
Her boss's family have invited her for a meal tonight.
So she's not stuck on her own?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's good.
He sounds really funny. Monsieur Aubert.
She was in a terrific rush, Brian.
Oh, yes, well, she's bound to be the first few days.
Debbie says he's got this really funny gross moustache.
If I happen to miss her the next time she calls...
Yes?
You'd be sure to give her my love, won't you? Tell her I'm thinking about her.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.